everybody. It's Pearl with Women Successful Living and another Conversations with Pearl. And the episode I'm bringing you today is a very unique one, but very dear to my heart. As you guys know and follow me, I have two amazing young men in my life. My son, Nate, who is 24 and getting married this year, you guys. And my son, Matthew, who, as you know, we lost in July of 22 in a tragic car accident. You see, Matthew was an avid football fan. That was something that him and I had so much in common. And we just loved the Buffalo Bills. I loved watching him play football. Loved watching him put himself on the field and all the things he did and how he'd come off the field like, hey, did you see that hit? Did you hear that hit? Like all the fun things, or sitting down and rewatching his film with, you know, really him and his dad would watch the film over and over again, because I was always behind the camera. I never really got to watch so much of the full game, but I did see Matt a lot. And then having him go off to college and pursue the dream of playing college football as well was just such endearing and fun. And so I got a phone call. You know, this is that time of the year. We have a couple of things happening right now. We have for sports, we have the combine, right? These young men who have gone through college and, you know, they maybe have played ball since they were little wee kids to young men to they played in high school and they've gone off to college and had that dream. And I remember when Matthew was little, we went to go to the Football Hall of Fame. And when we were there, there was big picture of all the Buffalo Bills player. And this is back, you know, almost 20 years ago. And it was a progression in the heights. And we have a picture of Matt standing there, like as if he was standing there with these amazing athletes. And he's like, Mom, one day I'm going to play in the NFL. Like that was his dream at like 5 years old, you guys. These boys, they have these big dreams about playing at such a young age. And so now the kids right now, they've graduated college, they've played some college ball. And now a lot of them are off on the combine and they're looking to play in the NFL, that big dream that they've had. I mean, imagine how many of you guys have had a dream that you just wanted to go after and you just knew, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to give it my all, right? And so you did everything you could do. You got up early in the morning and you went for your run. You ate right. You went to bed late at night. You did your studies during the day and you worked out afterwards. Or, you know, maybe it's a dream of a certain job. And so you're getting all the training in, your certificates that you need to get done, and you're taking all the tests and getting the right mentors and get the right coaches, right? These young men have been doing the same thing. It's so much fun. So I got a call and my friend Brooke said, hey, there's an opportunity. They're in Tampa. These young men are you know, getting themselves geared up for the combine, and they would love to have somebody come interview them. What do you think? And I'm like, oh my gosh, what a great way to have a great memory of the days I played with Matthew and watching him play ball. And then also be able to see these young men going after a dream. And so I was like, yes, I'm all in. I want to be in on that. And the really cool thing is it was leading up to International Women's Day. You know, this is releasing on International Women's Day. And so for me, I was like, let's tie this together, because I know as a mom, all the time and all the things I put in behind the scenes, right? Like how many of you listening have kids that they have this big goal or this dream, or even yourself, right? All the work you put behind the scenes, and then you come up, you show up, maybe it's you want to speak on a stage. So you show up on the stage, have all these people out in front of you that are watching you, right? So I was like, yes, I want to be part of that. I want to be there with these kids, these young men. I want to talk to them. I want to get to know, you know, them and what they're going through and talk about who's the people behind the scenes for them. So I am so excited to bring you this episode. This next episode is all about their stories, a little bit about their stories. So let me just set you up for it. We only got to talk to them very, very briefly because they were working out while I was there. But behind the scenes of what was going on was so fun to watch. But the people that were supporting them behind the scenes, we brought a couple of them on as well, you'll hear in the interview. But to watch the girlfriends, the wives, the trainers, all that they're doing, that they're investing in, like they're talking to these young men and they're pouring into them about, okay, do this, go harder here, you know, really, really pushing them. It was so fun to watch. And it reminded me as well that, you know, in life, times can be hard. Times can be tough. And when we have that support system, that person who pushes us, you know, I know for the past 18 months, the people have been pushing me to keep going. You know, I could have easily sat in my bed and just let my life go past me with the loss of our son, Matthew. But, you know, I have an amazing husband of almost 40 years. I have an amazing son, Nate, who's getting married in October. I need to show up for them. I need to be with them. So I made the decision to be present. And so having that person to push you through, like, who is that for you? Who is that person you can think of today that when you feel like maybe it's not going the way you want it to go, who's that person that pushes you forward? Who's the person that, you know, you can call and be like, oh, I'm having a crappy day. I really don't want to go and do this interview. I really don't want to go speak on the stage. Who's that person that can like pick you up and bring you up? And if you don't have that person, or if you feel like in your mind, you have all these thoughts that you're not worthy, you know, you don't deserve it. You know, why are they going to listen to me? I love to help you start staging those thoughts, start changing the narrative you tell yourself. What if you could tell yourself, you're going to receive everything you're supposed to receive, and I'm open to taking it? Like, bring it on, world, right? What if you could take, and if you're a people pleaser, like I am, I was such a people pleaser. Now I'm so happy to say I'm a recovering people pleaser addict, right? But what if you were able to take and change those thoughts? What if you're able to stage those thoughts? How would life look for you? How would it feel to know that you could run that marathon? You know, if you think about running a marathon, you can't just get up and go do it, right? You have to be able to get up. You have to put your running shoes on. You have to eat right. Then you got to go do the running, right? So what if you told yourself you couldn't do it? Guess what? You're never going to do it. You're not going to get up. And one of the things that we love to do when we're coaching with the women that I work with is to help them see they deserve everything they want to do. Like, they really are that shiro that they are. And you're going to hear the young men talking today about the shiros in their lives, you know, about the women who showed up for them and who are strong, who helped them to find happiness while they were having their own happiness. They're going to show you how they empowered these young men to go after a dream. And to hear some of the young men said they're so proud of the dreams that their moms are going after. You're going to feel that radiance that these young men are going to share with you, and some of the women as well. But when you can go after your dreams and you can put your shoes on and you can start doing the exercises you need to do to change what you're thinking and change the way you're telling yourself, the things you're telling yourself, life can be so much calmer mentally for yourself. It could bring so much peace to yourself. Because you don't get stressed out when you have to say no to somebody, because no is a complete sentence, you guys. So you're not going to worry about, oh, they're not going to like me. They're going to think that I'm selfish. You're not going to care about that anymore, because you're going to understand that when you say no to something, you're saying yes to yourself. Or maybe you are somebody who is an avoider. You know, you avoid difficult situations. You don't want to have difficult conversations. You don't want to have to tell somebody that the way they're performing at work is not acceptable and things have to change, or you might have to let them go. You avoid those hard conversations that you have to have with others and maybe with yourself, right? So what if you could change that thought? What if you could have the confidence and know that you don't have to avoid those difficult conversations? You can say to the other person, hey, are you open to receiving something that's on my mind right now? And understand that the person says no, that within 24 hours, you want to let them know we're still going to have the conversation. I respect that you're not ready to receive, right? What if you could have those conversations? What if you could have some of that peace in your heart, in your mind? What if you could calm those thoughts, tell you that, oh, I just won that award, so I need to go get the next one, right? You're a high achiever because you don't sit in happiness with the one thing you just got. But what if you could learn to be at peace with the one thing you just got, that one award you just won, and know that I don't have to go after the next one. This feels pretty good right now. Let me enjoy this one. Like, what does that look like for you? What does life look like for you when you can sage those thoughts, when you can have a little stop gap when the negative thoughts come up and have something to help you realize that that award I just got is pretty darn good. And let me revel in it right now. You know, one of the things that we do is we have a course we teach. It's a 10-week course on positive intelligence. And I love to help my clients that go through this, find their voice through this positive intelligence, find the way to set boundaries around difficult situations or relationships, find the way to understand that I don't have to be the squirrel that has to go get the next thing, that I can be happy with this one thing I have right now. You know, when you can do that, life becomes a little bit calmer. You know, when you have a loss of a child like me, you can reach in that toolbox and be like, I have tools to help me work through the feelings I'm having right now. Help me work through the anger that I have because of the choices that my son made that led to his passing. That help me walk through the feeling of, I'm never going to get through this grief. I have those days, you guys. It's not easy. But when I look back and I look and think about all the things I've done to bring myself from having these negative thoughts that used to hold me back to now being a place that even after losing my son, I can still show up as that Shiro that I know I am, that I know I'm stronger, that I know I'm a happier person. I know I can be empowered to do the things that I want to do. I know I'm a radiant person that deserves everything that's coming towards my way. But most of all, I walk in the original person I want to show up as. And so as you can do that, life becomes such a beautiful thing. And so I hope you enjoy these conversations. We talk to these young men and these women about their journeys a little bit. We had just a little bit of time together, but they share who inspired them in their life and why. And I just want to say to all of those that are listening, especially the women that they mention, go be proud of yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I raised a daggone great kid and he is amazing, but I'm even as amazing as they are. So enjoy the episode and we'll see you after. Hey, everybody, it's Pearl Sharenza with Women's Successful Living, and we are on for another Conversations with Pearl, but we're coming to you a little bit uniquely today because I am here at, where are we at again?
We're at Pride Strength Training. We're with Athlete Innovation and Franco Physical Therapy.
Awesome. And we are here interviewing some amazing athletes here, including some great female athletes, because you know, you guys, we're all about the ladies here too, but we have some really amazing young talent that we're going to be interviewing that are looking at their future in sports. And Sydney here is going to talk a little bit about her future in sports. I was actually watching a video here a few minutes ago and she doesn't know it, but I was a soccer girl in high school too. So I love soccer. So Sydney, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Awesome. My name is Sydney Franco. I'm a doctor of physical therapy and I'm also an athletic trainer. I also played soccer growing up my entire life and then throughout college as well.
Yay.
So coming from a sports background, it really kind of pushed me into going into athletic training for undergrad and then working with athletes, having that passion and that drive to get them better made me go into physical therapy. And then from there, I kind of just went on to working with athletes in the athletic realm.
So I would imagine probably what led you to that was maybe some of the experiences you had in the sporting world. As you know, as you went through that journey, would that be correct?
Definitely. Based on my own injuries and my kind of experience being exposed to having like a sports physical therapist and how valuable it was to keep me playing at the highest level for as long as I did was really important and valuable to me. So if I could give that back to these guys or women or any athlete in general, it's really important to me.
So really about you guys, you know, we talk in here too about what is your life lesson you can take and you can pay it forward and how can you empower others? And, you know, we all have a story. We all have a journey is what we talk about here often. And it's important that we pay forward our journey. And that's what Sydney's doing here today. So Sydney, tell us a little bit about what is your role here? Like, what do you do? And what are some of the common things you see that athletes struggle with that maybe they can work on from home?
So one of the things that I do primarily here is I'm a sports physical therapist. So I work with Athlete Innovation and working on their combine class and pro day class. So getting those guys ready. So continually working with them week by week. If anything comes up, they're pushing, they're training so hard to try and reach those goals and making sure that they're at their top level. And if something does come up, I can address it really efficiently and effectively so that they don't miss any time or kind of get set back. And then outside of that, I also still treat general population, athletic population primarily. So like runners, hockey players, anything like that, anything that's really like active adult, and then performance and sports.
And that's okay, you guys, listen. So here's an amazing woman who's helping some amazing athletes who are also men in a lot of world, right? Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about that for a second. Like, what is it like to be a female in this, you know, back in the day, especially, I'm 60 years young. Back in the day, it was a very much a male dominated world, right? So mm-hmm. how has that journey been for you, and what kind of challenges have you come up with, and how have you overcome those challenges?
So I would say, I feel like I kind of lead from example from my mom. Like, she's a very powerful and empowering woman. She played sports her entire kind of growing up and in college. And then she is a nurse, and she's very, very strong, independent woman. Awesome. She really kind of taught me that if there's something that I want to go after it. So that was me in sports and in college. And then that just carried over. So I knew I wanted to be in this field. I know it's male dominated, but I didn't let that affect me. You know, I really respect all the guys and I demand respect back.
That's amazing.
And then once we kind of have that groundwork, then it all works out.
So you guys heard, like, her mom taught her young to go, if you want something, you go after it. So if you're listening to us and you have kids at home, and many of you that listen to us have young, either children or young adults, you know, we always talk here about empowering them to go after what it is. They don't let anything hold you back or anyone hold you back. And so I think that's so cool. So I've already kind of given Sydney the heads up. It's International Women's Day is coming up. This is going to be released that week. And so I think you've kind of alluded to her a little bit, so let's ask her, but who is the most influential woman that you've had in your life, and why is she the most influential woman for you?
I would think my mom, definitely, you know, throughout everything, like I said before, like if there's anything that I thought I couldn't do for a moment, she would reassure me like, yes, you can, yes, you can, yes, you can. And really never doubted me and never let me doubt myself. So she always kind of had my back. And then she showed me through, you know, her entire lifetime and growing up, how strong and independent and how she really went after her goals and being able to change positions in her career and make something that works best for her. And really, you know, she led by example.
And so that's awesome. So she went through journeys too, where there's, mm-hmm. You know, we changing, I heard the word change, you know, we as, you know, individuals and women, and even just as humans, there's things that come up that sometimes we have to change or pivot. You know, we went through that with COVID. There were so many things we went through. We've had to pivot and change through COVID and coming out of that. So I think it's amazing that you think your mom, you know, I have two young men in my life. My oldest, he was very athletic. He is forever 25. As many in our journey know, I lost him when he was 18 months ago. Thank you. And he was very athletic. Like, yeah. This, the reason why I chose to come here today, because he was a big football buff. Oh, like, wow. He played football for a year in college. And so it was really important for me to share these stories and pay it forward with the young adults like yourself. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about that for a second. I remember his first year in college, he struggled. He couldn't grasp, you guys, that his job was the football player on the field, right? So he had a lot of challenges with, you know, the coaching and things like that. So talk to the moms that are listening, and there's probably some dads listening too, but talk to those parents that are listening, and what kind of things can they do to help support them that first year that they leave high school, they're going after this big dream that they had, whether it's playing soccer, swimming, football, whatever that big athletic dream is. Talk to that parent that's listening and give them a piece of advice. Like, what's one thing you could think of that they can do to help support their student while they're away?
I think just, you know, being encouraging, but also being that person that they can come to, and you can let them vent, you can let them kind of tell you everything that's going on and understand, like, okay, there are going to be hard days. There are going to be tough practices. There are going to be things that don't go your way, but it's okay. You know, like, you can get through this. You've done it before. You can do it again.
Right.
And just that encouraging, you know, having someone that's always going to have your back that you can turn to, that might give you a little bit of that tough love, but right. You know, they're going to be supporting you and in your corner the entire time.
Yeah.
That's really important.
And that's what I got. I love that you said that, Sydney, because for me, that's what you guys, my boys always know. And even to this day, I mean, my son lives just up the street from where we're at right now. He just bought his first house, getting ready to get married, my younger one. Yeah. We're really excited, you know. But that was the one thing I always told them. Home is your safe space. Mm-hmm. The phone to home is your safe space. That's your line of, you know, if you want, like you just said, if you want to vent, if you want to celebrate, whatever that is, that's your safe space. And mm-hmm. So I think that's a great piece of advice. So if you're listening, and you guys know, we talk about this often here. I share the story, Sydney, where when my kids were
probably about when they hit their teens, I had a friend who I would see him sit every week with one of his kids at breakfast. Yeah. And I was like, what is that about? And it's that he was creating that safe table at breakfast. Mm-hmm. And he literally said, you guys, and if you haven't heard this before, he literally said, this is the table that you can tell me anything, good, bad, different, sex, drugs, rock and roll, whatever it is. If it's illegal, we'll figure out how to fix it.
Yeah.
But this is your safe space. And I think like it's that. I think it's really important that you create that space, you guys, if you're listening, for your young adults, no matter what the situation is, but especially if they're going off to school, because if they're, especially in sports, because I know sports is very intense. College is intense as it is, you guys, but having a student athlete, sports can be very intense. So having that support and supporting your student from afar and letting them know that safe space is home is so important. So Sydney, I want to thank you so much. Now there's one thing we do, and I didn't tell you about this,
Okay. But
we have these great cards. These cards, sent my son, both my boys off to college with these cards. They're called Better Questions, Better Life. And those that are listening know we do this all the time. So they're basically just cards that you can journal over, you can pray over, you can just put it in your car and your visor for the day or take a picture on your phone. So I'm going to have you pull a card and just going to have you answer the question. I'm not freaking you out. It's all good. I promise you. They're really cool. So you tell me when to stop and then you'll pull the card.
Stop.
Okay. Pull which card?
Do this one.
All right. So what does it say?
What if my inner voice is right?
What if your inner voice is right? Powerful, right?
Very powerful.
Yeah. So what is your inner voice telling you today? And are you listening to it? And what if it was right?
My inner voice today is telling me that I am strong and I can do this. So with anything in life, with any struggle, with any challenge, any hiccup, I'm strong and I can do this and I can get through this.
And that is so true, you guys. And I love that, Sydney, I love that you're saying that too, because some in my story, my journey, you'll have to go listen to some episodes to understand, but I didn't know who I was until like about 18 years ago, 15 years ago. So, I'm a young 60. I'm not even 60 yet. I keep calling myself 60.
There you
60.
Go. No, we're not there yet. We're not
in October, but I don't feel 60. But it's really important. And I love that you are already recognizing that, because if you can learn that lesson, if you guys are listening, no matter how young you are or how old you are, I don't like the word old, but whatever age you are, it's never too late to know that you have to put yourself first, that your self-care matters and that we have to put ourselves first. So I love that Sydney's already saying that. And I want to thank you so much for letting me talk with you today and letting me interview and keep kicking these guys' butts.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a great day today. Hey, everybody, we're back for another part of our episode we're here at the Combine, and there's some really amazing athletes that are here, but there's also some amazing support behind the scenes. And if you watch the Super Bowl, no matter whether you like who won or who lost, just know, as you guys all saw, there was many like females behind the scenes giving that support. And that's what we're going to talk to today. Our next guest is going to share a little bit about that for us. So how about you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Honesty Wooden. I'm Isaiah Wooden's wife.
Yay. Okay. And tell us a little bit, like, Isaiah is from what school?
Southern Utah University.
Southern Utah, Utah University, guys. So, and he is pretty fast, you guys. I looked him up. He's very fast. So I don't think I could keep up with him. You can't. She said she can't either.
I try.
My gosh. So honestly, tell us a little bit about you. Like, what do you do? Are you from Utah originally?
I'm from San Diego.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, so did you guys meet in college? Or
my dad actually went to his high school games in San Diego. So that's how I knew Isaiah. And then when he got to college, that's when we got together.
That's amazing. And how long have you guys been together now?
4 years, but 2 years married.
Wow, congratulations. So they're newlyweds, you guys. So while also doing this athletic journey, this is pretty cool. So tell us about, what do you do? We know you support Isaiah, but what do you do?
So I go to school to be qualified for a certified medical assistant.
Okay.
My whole family is all in the medical field. So it kind of just like went into me. So that's what I'm going to school for.
Kind of following those footsteps. I love that. I think that's so amazing. So let's talk a little bit about being the behind the scenes of the athlete, right? So he's just this is his first opportunity to try to be in front of the NFL, right?
Yes.
And so how was that journey? We're going to talk to him in a little bit. So we'll get his side of how it is, but how's that journey been for you? Like, what, tell us some of the ups, some of the downs.
I can say there's a lot of ups and there is downs, because what we like to say is it's an exciting process. We never want to see any downfalls or negatives in it. So each journey, we try to find the positive light in it. But one of the ups is just the exposure and like talking to other teams and looking for agents and it's like agents giving you their spill. It's the most exciting thing that I can say.
And I bet it's also like, you probably have so many people come at you, like, how do you support him in determining, like, who is that person? Like, you're talking about agents. I was just at the Super Bowl, a Super Bowl party with Lee Steinberg, who is, if you know Lee Steinberg, I'm sure you've heard about him. Yeah. He's a big agent. He represents Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. and he does this huge fundraiser thing. And it was amazing to be in that room and watch how much he really cares for his athletes. And he cares for the things that he backs, the nonprofits he supports and things like that. So how do you help Isaiah to identify and you know, weed through the ones that aren't sincere? How do you guys do that?
So when we're going through our agent process, a big thing that I made sure that he knew was if an agent doesn't want to invest in you, then he's not the agent for you. If he can't guarantee your future, if he doesn't want you to spend this amount of money on you, then he's not the agent for you.
That's awesome.
If he can't think about you right now, if you go to the NFL, cool, but do you have a backup plan for something that I don't want
to think about? Right.
So an agent can't give us a backup plan, they're not the agent for it.
That's amazing. I love that, you guys. Like, what's the backup plan? Because it's so true. Uh-huh. There's thousands of young men that try to get an NFL and it doesn't happen. And that's okay. It doesn't mean they're not great. It's just sometimes it doesn't happen. So what is that backup plan? I love that you guys talk about that and you remind him of that. And then you look at that. That's so important because who you surround yourselves with, you guys, on your team, like I call on your balcony, is so important because if they're not there to support you and be there, the good, bad, or indifferent, then they don't belong on your balcony.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit. You know, we all, the International Women's Day is coming up and there's, you know, there's different people that have influenced us or mentored us. When I ask the question, who's the most influential or the best mentor you had in your life that was a female, who comes to your mind for you?
My mom.
Your mom. It's a mom. It makes you feel good. Okay, moms, we're representing today. But
yeah.
All right. So tell us about your mom and why she is that person for you.
So my dad was in the military, the Navy for all my life. And so him being deployed a lot, it was just my mom and my two siblings. So just seeing her do things by herself, going to school, working at Target from a young age, and then divorcing and then having three kids by herself, but still continue to go to school, went so far in her career in the medical field, just watching her continue to push herself farther now.
Right.
Now she runs two OB offices.
That's,
so
yeah.
I just feel that's like, oh, that's motivation for me, regardless of anything that happens with my husband or ooh, I know that I can still prevail in that I have a great motivator right there.
I love that because your mom is showing you that, you know, I'm a Marine Corps brat and my dad did three tours of Vietnam and my mom kind of played a lot of those same roles. And to know that we've had those women who show us that we love our spouses, we want to have a partner, but our partner doesn't define who we become,
exactly.
Right? It's so important. I'm glad you gave that shout out to your mom. So what is your mom's name?
Christina Jordan.
Christina, way to go, Christina Jordan. I love that. So we talk about everything you're supporting there, and we're getting near the end of our interview here. What's the number one thing you do for yourself, for your self-care?
I love like skincare stuff. Like I will sit in the bathroom for 45 minutes just doing face mask, and I even pull Isaiah in to give him a quick little face mask. But
that's
I love
cool.
Cute little baths where you throw the Epsom salt and
yeah.
I just love just like relaxing and reading books. I read books all day.
Oh, that's so awesome.
A quick little book in a bath, I'm all for it.
That's awesome. Okay, so listen, keep that up because as life gets busier, as you know, as we know, we're hoping he ends up in that NFL world,
yeah.
Right? That can be crazy and that's a lot to carry on. Mm-hmm. So you always have to make sure you put yourself first. So I love you doing that now. And I love that she does that. And I wish him the best. I can't wait
thank
to talk
so
to him
much.
Later. And thank you so much for spending some few
no
minutes
problem.
With me today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, everybody, we're back again with another interview. This is so much fun because somebody who's had a student athlete getting to meet these amazing young adults is so cool. But also, we're still talking to the support team. We're going to have some of the athletes coming here in a few minutes. But right now, I want to introduce you to Michelle Zhang. She is from Connecticut area. Is that?
I'm actually from Arizona, but I met Quay in Connecticut.
Oh, cool. She's from Arizona. Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're in Florida right now, you guys. They all came to the warm state to do some training, right? So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Michelle. I was a college athlete. I played volleyball, and that's actually how I met Quay. We played at the same school. And we started dating my freshman year and came around here.
Yay. And how long have you guys been dating?
We've been dating for 2 years.
Awesome.
Almost two and a half.
Okay. So tell us, as a student athlete, and then you were dating a student athlete, mm-hmm. right? What were some of the challenges you found for that? And then for those that are listening that have, you know, a lot of our demographics are women who might have young adults in college too. What would you say to those listeners on how they can support their young adult in dating relationships while playing sports?
Yeah, I would say patience is key.
Patience is key.
We had to learn because we both had very, very busy schedules. So we both had to learn that when I'm busy, you might not be busy, but it doesn't mean I can answer you all the time. So we learned each other's schedules. We learned how to balance that. And then at the end of the day, we learned that communication is key. So we learned like at the end of every day, we'll come together. We'll talk about our day, tell each other, you know, what happened during the day. And then tomorrow's the next, the same thing.
So okay, wait a minute, you guys. Those that are listening, how young are you?
I'm 20. I just turned 21.
Okay, do you guys hear this? Like, I love that our young adults are already talking about boundaries because I heard boundaries in there. I heard communication in there. And setting those up right in the front. That is so, so important because in my coaching that I do, so I'm a mental fitness life coach. So when I coach women, that's the one thing we talk about because in our younger days, we might have struggled to doing that. So that you guys are both setting that up now, especially with his aspirations to go on and play professionally, it's important to have those boundaries and set that communication. So kudos to you. Way to go, girlfriend. I love that. So tell us, International Women's Day is coming up. We've been asking everybody here, who was the most influential woman in your life?
Cliche, but I would say my mom.
Okay. Well, we're 3 for 3 right now for mom. So I'm, as a mom, I'm loving this. But tell us about your mom and why she's that for you.
So my mom, she grew up in New York. She traveled all over the world growing up, ended up teaching. She teaches deaf and blind students.
Wow.
So that was a really big impact on me growing up. My first language is sign language. So when I was a baby, I would sign to her. But she just... she's the toughest, strongest woman. I'm gonna cry. Toughest, strongest woman that I've ever met in my life. She knows me in and out. She's my best friend. She's able to help me through all of the bad times, good times, in between times. And with all the stuff that she went through in her life, I'm just proud to say she's my mom.
That's so cool. Okay, give your mom a shout out. What's her name?
Hi, Mom, Patrice. I love you.
Yay. I love Patrice. You've got a great daughter here. And I just love that you recognized your mom. And I want to thank you for joining us. I'm going to ask you. Okay, we're going to ask you to do something really fun on the spot. So these cards are called Better Questions, Better Life. Okay. You can get them at betterquestionsbetterlife.com. They're great cards to journal on. They're great cards to mentor on. You can go online and get them. So what I want you to do is I'm going to shuffle the cards. I want you to just pick a card out for me.
This one's speaking to me.
All right. So read the card for us.
Who can I forgive today?
So when you see that card, who can you forgive today? If you want to share, you don't have to share their name, but you can just share the story.
Honestly, I would say I can forgive myself.
I love that she said that as a coach. Yay. And why would you do that?
Because I'm a person who is so hard on myself. Growing up as an athlete, obviously you hold yourself to a really high standard.
Right.
And I'm not an athlete anymore. And I still try to hold myself to that standard. Granted, every day comes with new challenges. So I think forgiving myself today is really beneficial to me because I can take a step back and take a deep breath.
That's awesome. And giving yourself grace. Yeah. And that's so important to learn is to give ourselves grace, you guys. You know, things happen. There's challenges that come up. They may not go the way we want to go. You know, a career in an NFL may not come about. Right. But for, you know, knowing that, giving yourself grace, that you tried so hard to get there, you've done all of that. And sometimes you just have to say, world, be quiet. I'm just going to chill out for a little bit. So I want to thank you for playing along with the card game with us. And it was great talking with
you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, everybody, it's Pearl again. And right now we already met his wife, you guys. But now I have the athlete, the person that's in the realm of doing all the hard work while she's supporting from behind. And this is Isaiah Wooden. Isaiah, welcome to Conversations with Pearl. Great to have you today.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yay. So tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from and what position do you play?
So I play wide receiver. I'm from San Diego, California. Grew up there, played football my whole life. right now, just trying to continue to work to get to the NFL. Awesome. Next journey, yes, ma'am.
And where did you go to college?
I went to College Southern Utah University.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And so did you major in, what was your major?
Communications.
Okay,
yeah, communications. Awesome. I just got my bachelor's degree in communications.
That's so awesome. So when I talked to your amazing wife, she talked about your agent, the search for agents. And I was asking, like, what are some of the things she can help from behind the scenes? And she pointed out, talking to you about having that backup plan, making sure you have a backup plan that, you know, it's great. I mean, I had a son who did a year in college and his aspirations, of course, was I'm going to go to the NFL, mom. Right. But we always talked about as parents, so what's your backup plan? Like, what's your backup plan? So it's great to hear that your communications, because you can go so far with communication, including in the sports world. Right. Yeah. Was that kind of like one of your ideas, too?
Definitely. It's always been a goal to play in the NFL, obviously, but having communications as a backup as well. Even if I'm not playing in the NFL, or even if I am, I could still do different jobs.
Right.
That's talking about sports and, awesome, you know, having a podcast. Like, I have my own podcast.
And let's give a shout out. What's your podcast?
Trials and Tribulations podcast.
Trials and Tribulations, you guys. That's awesome.
Trials with a Z.
Oh, I love
yeah,
it.
So it's a bit different because I go by Zay. So okay. I have a Z.
So what do you talk about in your podcast?
Just trials and tribulations, literally things that I've been through, things that I've overcame, and just encouraging people to keep going.
I love that. So again, you guys, it's so heartwarming as a mom and as a parent. And then also as watching our young adults recognize, like I was talking with your wife too, about how recognizing that we have to put ourselves first, but also there's lessons that we can take and pay for. And I love that you're taking your life lessons and paying it forward to the younger generation. And even those that are listening older, like myself,
yes,
so I love that. Okay. So I know our time's short because you're out there trying to keep yourself in shape. So tell us, International Women's Day is coming up. And you know, when you're in college, there's a lot that happens. There's, you know, your job is athlete and school, right?
Yes.
But there's always that, it's got to be somebody, if you were to think of somebody that was the most influential woman in your life, mm-hmm, that you would like to like give a shout out to, tell us who that is and why that is.
Definitely. Well, I have two, since International Women's Day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have two, actually, my mom and my wife. So I'll start with my mom first because she's been there through everything. When I was younger, I like to play baseball. I actually stopped playing football and I started playing baseball.
Wow.
She used to come to the games and be at the games, and it's like, baseball is nothing. You know, you just sit in there and it's just like, oh, it's boring. But she stood there. She waited for me after practice when I was practicing, everything like that. So big shout out to my mom.
Oh, yeah. And what's your mom's name?
Priscilla.
Priscilla, yeah. I love it.
Shout out to my mom and also my beautiful, amazing wife, Honesty, as well. Shout out to her because she's been with me ever since I was at Kent State University, not playing,
right,
to being in a spot where I'm playing now. So everything that we talked about, we dreamed about, it's coming to fruition.
That's awesome. So you touched on something. So let's talk about that for a second. For the moms and parents that are listening that have an athlete, because I remember my son's first year in college, his job, we kept telling him, was school and be an athlete, mm-hmm, right? But he couldn't wrap his mind around the athlete part, right? Because he wanted to go out and have the college fun stuff, mm-hmm, right? But you mentioned that you didn't necessarily play right away when you got to school,
right? So my freshman year, I started off at Utah Tech, which is down in St. George, Utah. I played there my freshman year a little bit. You know, mm-hmm, coaching staff got fired.
Gotcha.
A lot of different things happened. Had to go to Kent State University. I went there. Had to sit out a year, unfortunately, with the transfer rules.
Right.
And so I sat out there for a whole year. Then I came back. Still didn't get any playing time like that. So it was kind of new for me sitting on the bench and off the sideline. And, you know, it got to a point where I said, I really want to go to the NFL, but I have to be able to play. So I wanted to pursue this dream. So went into the portal. Tough time. 6 months in the portal. Working at SeaWorld. Me and my wife. And then eventually we got the call to go to Southern Utah. Best 2 years of my life.
So what would you say, like, I want the moms and the parents that are listening to play this for their, I want you to play this for your, no matter how old your kids may be, but what would you say to that person who maybe is going through the same thing you went through? What would you say to that person that maybe is like, you know, I just want to give up?
No, don't give up. That's what I would say. Don't give up. Continue to go. Continue to grind. Continue to push because your day is coming. The opportunity is coming for you.
Awesome.
Never give up. You never know when the next day. You never know when your chance is going to be. Your chance could be tomorrow.
That's awesome.
And you gave up. Like,
I love it. Thank you so much. Okay, you guys, you heard it here. Don't give up. I'm so excited. We're going to keep you in our prayers
Thank
and wish you,
so you
all the best luck. You're welcome. And go get them.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, everybody, we are back again with another part of this. This is a fun day hanging out with these amazing athletes and hearing their stories. And so introduce yourself to everybody, who you are, what school you went to, what position you play.
My name is LaQuay Washington. I went to Central Connecticut State University, and I'm a linebacker.
Awesome. And if my business coach is listening, here's a Connecticut guy for you. So, yay. So you're here today to, you're in pursuit of going to the NFL is one of your goals, right? So tell us a little bit about that journey for you. What was it like in college? How did you stay focused on that goal? Because sometimes it can be hard. There's all kinds of things that pull you, you know, there's let's go to this party, let's go do that. Mm-hmm. How did you stay focused and what kept your motivation?
So me just wanting to play football professionally has been a dream of mine since I was a little kid. So always having that in the back of my mind has always kept me going and moving forward. I never drunk alcohol or smoked anything. So that was never an attraction to me. So if people do that at parties, it's like I remove myself.
Awesome.
So it was easier to stay out of that kind of mix and just focus on my goals and what I really want.
So what he's saying is you set boundaries. You knew what you had a goal. You focus on the goal and setting boundaries. And those that are listening, you know that we talk about that here on our Conversation with Pearl show all the time about how do you set boundaries? And when people want to, you know, influence you to maybe break those boundaries, what do you do? And you gave great advice. You took yourself out of the equation when those things happen. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So what's your position you play again?
Outside linebacker.
Gotcha. So you said something that reminded me. So I have two boys. Mm-hmm. My youngest is 24 and my oldest, his name was Matthew, and his goal was to play in the NFL too. He went to college for a year, but I remember having a picture. We went to the Hall of Fame and we're big Bills fans. There was this big, huge picture of all these football players. And I had this little picture of him standing there with that big dream. So you said you've had that dream since you were a kid.
Yes.
Awesome. And yeah. So did you play locally back home? And
yeah, then I played pound ball and all that stuff mm-hmm. growing up. So football has always been, my dad was an athlete. My uncles were athletes. So football has always been in my family. So
you had
Absolutely.
So you had lots of influence. So we were talking before we came on, you guys. So I gave him heads up. So thinking about International Women's Day is coming up, if you had to give us a name of a female that was very influential in your life, who would that be and why?
It'd be my mother, Lolita Washington, because she's just very, very strong woman. You know, she's gone through things in her life where it could have been easy to quit, but she didn't quit, especially when it came to raising me and my sister. And she's just very strong. She fought through a lot of adversity, and I really admire that about her.
That's awesome. And we, you know, we're on this theme about moms, and I think it's amazing because that's our goal as a parent, is to thrive, to let you see that life can be challenging, but we can still push through. And I love that you did that. And I want to thank you so much for spending time with us. And I wish you the best of luck. And I hope to watch you in the NFL. So great meeting you. All right. I will. You guys hear that? I will. Hey, everybody, this is Pearl again, and we are actually with the person who put this day all together for these amazing athletes here today. So introduce yourself to everybody for us.
I'm Clifford Brown. I'm the owner and performance director of Athlete Innovations here in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, so he's representing Tampa, Florida. So tell us about this day and why you put this together and a little bit about these athletes.
Because it's all about exposure. These guys, they're coming out of college. And all they've ever known in this world of NIL now, it's somewhat new to them. But they're always used to, you know, play football, lift weights, and that's it.
Right.
But it's I think it's a little bit more than that. Because on this day, this is a time where, or even in this process, they get to separate themselves from their university. And as a professional athlete, you know, you play for a team, but you represent yourself. And so, you know, I think that's what this day is about.
That's awesome. So did you play sports yourself?
Yes, ma'am. I ran track and I played football.
Yay. Did you play professionally or just play?
I ventured into the pro ranks and, you know, it kind of fueled my passion into getting that and into putting all this together. I'm sorry. It was one of those stories in 2015. I was standing outside the combine handing out DVDs, you know, trying to get a workout.
Right.
And through my life journey, I somewhat turned into a coach, you know, after working in the professional ranks with the Cincinnati Bengals for 2 years and, you know, then having this aspiration of opening a gym down in Florida. You know, I just kind of, you know, infuse this. And
that's
I feel
awesome.
Like it's been a calling for me.
And I think it's so cool. So like Cliff was saying, we have that calling, right? Sometimes we have this journey that we think it's going to go this way, but really, you know, for me, it's God. So I don't know what your faith base is, but it's like, it's almost like we get these signs that say, you want to go here, but I'm actually going to bring you here because you can do more this way than maybe what we thought we could do. And I love that you're doing that. I'm loving that you're taking your story and you're empowering these young men. I've met some really great ones so far, and also their support team behind them. I think it's amazing. So what are some of the challenges that you see for the athlete today to like get that? Like you said, you stood outside and passed out your DVD, right? Mm-hmm. So what's setting you apart for others, and what is your goal and how do you help these young men?
A lot of the questions and we have those talks on a day-to-day a lot of these things that I talk to guys about, the questions they have already know the answer. I've already been there.
Right.
Some of it I failed at, some of it I succeeded at. So it's about just giving back to them and making sure that they have the information. And I preach to them every day. They're all young men, and I treat them as such. I tell them, hey, once you know you're responsible. So no different than as if a parent would tell them.
Right.
My job is ultimately to educate them and inform them, and it's their job to apply it.
And I love that you said that it's their job to apply it, because we can give them all the tools and the advice and the coaching that we can give them, but you have to apply it. Same thing in my world. I'm a mental fitness life coach.
Right.
So I love to help women like understand that we have to put ourselves first, and we have to listen, and we have to apply the tools in order for us to show up for those that we love, those, our job, whatever that is for us, just like what you're doing here with these young men.
Right. And I think a big thing, you know, especially with the thing that you have going on, I tell the guys, man, there's nothing more powerful than one, because for us, we cannot multitask. We can't put together two things at the same time. And one influential person is my sister, Shay, who helps.
Yeah, she's running
around. She's running around saying, hey, my voice, you hear her.
Yeah.
She's always been a big influence on me, even as an athlete. With her being a stellar athlete, she was. It made me want to be a good athlete.
That's awesome.
And she's going to hear
this. She's going to hear this. You know,
Shay did motivate me as an athlete. I saw her be so successful through athletics. And so I wanted to win because I saw my sister win.
That's awesome.
You know, most people have brothers. I had an older sister that I looked up to. So it was amazing, man. My parents did the best they could. Our parents did the best they could with us. And I know she succeeded in that room. So, you know, it's no surprise or anything what she's doing in this arena, you know, with her business or whatnot. So I wouldn't say that there's any conflict between us, but I just see how she juggles and puts everything together. And I'm like, I can't do that.
So what you're hearing is and I love that you're doing that, is you're giving credit to those that support you behind the scenes. And and he's saying us women, we can multitask. We don't always do it well, but we can try our best, right? But
I think the biggest difference, and you know, I'm not guy bashing or anything, but I think the biggest thing, especially when it comes to women, you know, with me having a partner in my life and everything, Daniel, is one of those things where it's women learn to put everyone else first.
Right. That's our biggest downfall.
It's also a great,
it's
the blessing and the curse that women have.
Yeah.
And I just see it, you know, and the people that have helped me with my sister and my mother, you know, of course, is just, I've just seen them display it.
Yeah. And the point behind that, but so that could be our biggest downfall, is because that's why I'm a people pleasing addict. I'm an overcoming people pleasing addict. You could ask me to come put your socks away and I'd be like, I'll be there in five minutes. Right? So we have that challenge that we do. So I love that you recognize that we can do that well. So before I let you go, because I know we're getting the wrap up at the door, that great sister of his is giving us a wrap up. Who's the most influential female in your life?
My mother.
Your mom. And why?
My mother. Just everything that she's done. I think the biggest thing that my mom's always done was she's always helped me with my mental piece and helped me to understand the things that's happened to me. Every time something happens, the first thing we naturally want to do is we ask why, right? And my mom's always been there to kind of put the pieces together and mentally and supporting me. And as long as she's happy, I'm happy.
That's awesome.
And just, she's always just been behind me, you know, just driving me, telling me, you know, you can do it. You can do it. And whenever I hear it from mama, I don't care if I got to lift up a car, I can do it.
Yeah,
she says that I can do it.
You can do it. You can do it.
I think my mom's just been such a pivotal piece, just for my own mental state and understanding, and helping me kind of keep a level hand ahead and mature through life.
So, and give your mom a shout out.
I love you, Mom. Sharon Brown. I love you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. Thank you for raising an amazing young man here. And thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it. And go kick their butts.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. I'm going to get them.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Was that not so much fun? I mean, the Operation 53 Media Day, I had so much fun doing this with the people put this on, Cliff and Shay and all the athletes that were there. You know, they truly, one of the things that you can hear in their voices is their dedication. And then they're like, there are some of them you can see are so serious about what they're doing, right? And, you know, doing these interviews, I know one of my goals is to always impact others and impact, especially our young adults, right? To impact them, so that we can help them become amazing athletes, young adults, whatever they are. And so being able to help bring them and expose them to a wider audience, like all of you guys that just listen to these amazing athletes. I'm so thankful that I had the opportunity to do that. And, you know, and also because I'm in Tampa, it brought some, you know, exposure to our Tampa area, and it allowed, you know, other athletes to see how great Tampa is, you know, because having these athletes, you know, and all their innovations that they're doing to become the athlete that they want to be, their commitment, right? Their commitment to be the excellent athlete that they want to be, but also while they recognize those that have been an impact in their lives. You know, we're here we are on International Women's Day. We're recognizing women all around the world. I mean, I'm talking on a couple of stages myself about my journey and my story, but being able to highlight the passion and dedication that these athletes and the sports that they're doing and the people who surround them, like the sports experts that they have around them. Like, this isn't just a one-man team, you guys. You didn't get to see some of the back stuff, but some of the athletes, they have trainers and they have, you know, coaches and mentors as well that help them keep that positive attitude. And you know, the sports industry, we know it's ever changing. So I'm so honored that I was able to be part of Operation 53 Media Day for them and helping them to become the athlete and bring some awareness and introduce you to these young men. And, you know, you heard, like, my question to them was, let's talk about the guys first, the young men. Who was that inspiration in their lives? And, you know, it was really cool as a mom to hear the common thread be, oh, you know, my mom, of course, is that inspiration. It was so cool to watch them be that light for their mom. And to give this shout out. So all their moms that are listening, so proud of you for what you're doing with your young men. But to do that. And then a couple of them, you know, they're in long-term relationships. You know, one is married, as you heard. And to recognize those relationships too, right? And let's talk about the behind the scenes. So behind the scenes, currently, their wives and their girlfriends that are there, do you hear how proud they were of these guys? Like, how proud they were of their partner and hard work and supporting them? You know, it's not easy. I mean, first of all, as a mom, you know, just for my son being in high school and college, it's a lot of work, but traveling, you know, being there for the ups, being there for the downs, you know, when you think you're going to get in and all of a sudden the door doesn't open, right? It's a lot of mental fitness that the guys go through. But to think about their partners behind the scenes or moms behind the scenes, you know, it's really important that we recognize that they go through some emotions as well. And having that conversation with them, it was really great. But what I also loved is, like, they also were going after their own goal, right? Like the physical therapist that we spoke to and that you mentioned that we talked about, like, she was an athlete herself and she wants to help these young men exceed in their goals and their aspirations to be this athlete on the NFL field. And, you know, it's really cool to see women, young women, especially, like, getting into what's, you know, a man's world and used to be like, right? Like, how often did you used to see a female on the sideline helping the athletes? You didn't really see it much. And now we even have referees are on the side of the field. I mean, this one thing I always said to my husband, like, I love my football games, but when are we going to be a little more equal with it? Right. And I'm not going to get on that box, but to see now that we have female referees on the side of the field, I just think it's amazing. I think it's so cool. And to watch that evolve, right? And then also to watch that they're going after their own dreams and to hear the athletes be proud of them achieving what they want as well, you know? And then also how serious they were, their goals, right? So I know one of the gentlemen, I'm trying to get, remember his name off the top of my head, but I know one of the gentlemen, he, you know, we got talking about college life and everything, and he was less like, I'm very into, if my friends did something that didn't line up with what I was wanting to do and it wasn't the right thing to do, he knew his boundaries. And so to hear our young athletes like have boundaries as well is so powerful. So I want to lead into a little bit more about International Women's Day. I want to talk to you about, if you're listening, who is that female in your life that's poured into you, when you were growing up, or even today, you know, who is that person that comes to your mind that you say, gosh, she said this to me, or, you know, she reminded me how important I am to myself. Who is that person for you? I want you to think about that for a minute. Like, who is that person? I can tell you, I've had many in my life. I remember a teacher in elementary school. I can't think of her name, but I'm going to go back to elementary school first. And remember that teacher who, we just moved to North Carolina. I had been back and forth because my dad was in the service between upstate New York and North Carolina. And I just didn't feel comfortable in my school I was in. And she just made me feel like I mattered. Like it was okay, that I was going to be fine. And I was. But when I think about that, that was like my early days of who inspired me in elementary school. I just can't think of her name, but she was, you know, we didn't move around, change classes, but she was really inspirational. And then when we moved to Florida, my family moved to Florida. I remember meeting my girlfriend, Delene, and my friend, Donelda. And they were two fun friends that I had. We lived nearby in the same neighborhoods and somewhat, but I remember both of their moms. Their moms were so cool. They were so much fun, but they were moms that we could go over each other's houses and have conversations with them. I couldn't have conversations with my parents, like open conversations, which is why for me, it's important that I had create that space for my boys, but I couldn't talk about boys with my mom. I couldn't talk about clothes with my mom. If I wanted to get my hair cut, my mother's like, you're cutting it this way until you turn 16, it's going to be this way. If I want to shave my legs, my mother's like, you can't shave your legs till you're 16. You guys, I have dark hair and I'm Italian. Please, doing PE at school, I hated it. So to be able to have conversations with my two friends, Donelda and Delene's moms, it was really great because we could talk about anything we wanted to with them. And it was safe space and we'd have fun, got great advice. We also got to have, you know, a little trouble at the same time, but it was really amazing. And I know, you know, Delene's no longer with us and her mom has passed as well, but I know my friend Donelda is probably hearing this. And I just want to give her a shout out too, because her mom is no longer here too, but and I don't think I've ever told them, but both their moms were really important in my life. And so I just want to call them out and say thank you. And I just want to tell you guys, you know, we have about a minute or two left here, but International Women's Day is also about you. You are a powerful, you are amazing woman, and you do amazing things. And I want to remind you that in order to say yes to yourself, you do need to say no to others. And saying no to others, we can feel like so much guilt, you know, they're not going to like me. They're going to think I'm selfish, you know, but I want you to say with me the word no as happy as you say yes. So on a count of three, we're going to say no. And I expect you to be in your car where you're listening and yell it out as loud as you can. Maybe roll down your window and yell it out the window. But on a count of three, we're going to yell no. One, two, three, no. Because saying no to others and yes to yourself helps you do become stronger in the word no. And as you practice it and do it, you become happier because you're no longer stressed out about showing up for everybody else but yourself. You become empowered to be the person and do the things you've always wanted to do that you've been putting on a shelf because you've been doing for others. And then as you do that, you have this glow up girlfriend that you look so freaking amazing that people are wondering, what are you doing in your life? And then as you start glowing up, you start walking into this world as that original self. So if any of this resonates with you, if you're not sure how to get started as a Shiro you are, I just want to tell you, all you have to do is type in the comments below. If you're watching this and you can comment Shiro, or you can just email the word Shiro to hello@wsliving.com. That's hello@wsliving.com. The word Shiro. And I'll reach out to you and help you become the Shiro you are, because you deserve to find your inner pearl to greatness. And I know today you're going to do that. I hope you go and make an amazing day.